Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Lou, Seth Geisen from the Pastania Studios, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Doing well.
What are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about the Espinosa 10 years anniversary. This cigar is a Toro 6x52. Comes out of the San Latino factory in Nicaragua, not Lozona. Wrappers Nicaraguan Hybrid Habano, binder and filter both from Nicaragua. Blended by Hector Alfonso. Price point is $13. Cigar was released in September of 2022. And we picked these cigars up from Corona Cigar Company. So if you are in the southern Florida area and near one of the locations, be sure to stop in for a cigar and a libation. But if you aren't, you can check out the website or give them a call and you can place an order and they will ship it to you. All right. So with all that out of the way, June, take us to your overall experience with this cigar.
Can we get a photo of this?
Absolutely. We can get a photo of this.
It's a 10-year.
So good.
Is the wrapper really good on this?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's so good, but it's nice. I like
smooth. Not so good.
Smooth.
It's a nice, just classic Toro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you see that band?
Just the right size.
It's a good band.
It's not too big.
It's a nice band.
Not too fancy. It's just right.
You know what you're smoking. Okay. And you know what? You know how long you've been smoking it. 10 years.
10 years. Then you have to put a second band on it to say, like, you know what? No, we're going to go one band.
I think all you do is you just take the crema out of it and you put 10 years in there and you just save yourself a ton of money, right?
Look at that.
Exactly. But you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. You just got to change the font across. I mean, listen, you could
anyone can read that. They don't need to decode it. There's no weird, you know, Skrillic font bullshit that, you know, just it's easy to read.
Okay. You guys actually want to talk about the flavor of the cigar or are you just going to talk about the way it looks?
Talking about this band 10 years.
Okay. All right. So for me, flavors are good. Very familiar, you know, Espinosa like kind of a blend. You know, you get that off the bat pepper spice kick. It's got some nice meatiness to it. You know, woodsy cedar. But yeah, it tastes very much like a lot of the Espinosa, like especially like Habano kind of offerings that Hector blends. Which is a good thing, and I really enjoy that. But so another thing is, like, while I thought it tasted good, I don't really know what's so special about the 10-year aspect of the cigar, right? At the same time, I'll say the price point is really nice for something that is a 10-year. So I feel a little conflicted with my, like, I feel a little conflicted with my thoughts.
$13.
It's $13.
$13.
Yeah, because I almost want to be like, hey, bro. Add another $10, so I get $23. That was 10-year anniversary. Why the fuck not?
Then you're smoking Las Seis Provincias at that point.
Oh, that's true. So. I'd rather smoke this.
All right, Seth, what are your thoughts?
It's a good call on the 10-year comment. Like, does it qualify as a 10-year, you know, anniversary cigar? But the price is great on it, so it's like, I guess I don't like it. But it's one of
it's
these.
Like I gave like, a hug and then immediately slapped the shit out of.
Well, no, it's like, what are we celebrating? And it's like, oh, okay, yeah. It's kind of, I don't know. We'll get to that. I'm sorry. It's just a really good summary, and I want to come back to that. Yeah, listen, barnyard, leather, white pepper, you know, toasty, woody, dark chocolate, sweet spices. There's a sharp spice. Medium full strength and body, just kind of throughout. It was just good. Really good burn, really good draw. Yeah, I enjoyed, you know, it's like 10 years. Look at us. Here we are. And it just was fantastic. So I had a good experience. John?
Yeah, if you told me that Hector specifically took components out of all the cigars they've blended over the last 10 years, I'd probably believe you because, you know, like June said, you light it up and you're like, every part of this is just very Espinosa, you know, you get the spice, you get the creaminess, you get the nutmeg, you get the wood, you get that intensity, you get the bread. And it's just like Seth said, it's just good. It's just good. And I mean, June's comment about, you know, what makes this special about a 10-year, that does, that does kind of make me think, like, what is it about this cigar that's different from some of the other blends? And I don't know that I could say, but it's $13 and I liked it. And the construction was great. And, you know, the construction was 5 times better than cigars we've smoked that are 3 times the price. So I don't know, man. It's, yeah, I enjoyed it. I'd love to smoke more of these. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with toasted cedar and a pretty full black pepper. Got some earth that joined in pretty quickly. Second, third saw the toasted cedar morph to lightly charred towards the end. And then the final third saw a full char come in along with some bitterness. I thought the cigar had a pretty basic profile, kind of focused around that toasted cedar, black pepper, and earth. Kind of deteriorated as it went along as the toast level increased into that light char and then heavy char with the bitterness. For an anniversary cigar, I don't think it highlighted what the brand has done best over the last 10 years. It was a really heavy profile that was singularly focused. Not something I see myself returning to. I know these three guys here loved it. It just completely opposite for me. I'm not on board with the San Latano AG Fernandez factory blends. I can't back any of them really. I don't think so. Just not a fan. All right, let's get to the scores. Start at the top with June at 6.82. John gave it a 6.72. Seth gave it a 6.57. I gave it a 5.3. So June had that 6.82 matchup for you.
Yeah, pretty good. That's I would smoke more of these in a heartbeat, you know? Take my money. $13 here, $13 there, no problem.
All right, John, 6.72.
Yeah, listen, if this is, you know, the template for what limited edition cigars should be, I think we'd be in a better place because we've smoked so many limited edition cigars that were so disappointing for so much more money. It's just good. It's just good. And I think I did actually dock it slightly for the burn because I'm a bit of a dick that way. I did have to do a touch-up, but otherwise I think my score would match June's exactly.
All right, Seth, 6.57.
Listen, it was... what are we celebrating? I don't know, but I'm enjoying it. So it's just, yeah, it was really a good stick. Nothing really special about it, but it was enjoyable. So I guess we just have to, you have to kind of be like, hey, way to give it everything you got for, you know, 10 years. But like, I don't know, we make fun of them, but it's a good cigar. It's, you know, fucking listen, no one said anything when Jose did his little 65 year thing, and it's just like what are we celebrating 65 years for? Right. So yeah,
my 5.3 matches up well. It was below average flavor profile, had a really good construction, but still doesn't make it to that 5.5 mark. So pass for me. Final thoughts from you guys.
It's a good stick. Just leave it be. Just have it be a limited edition. Even though this is probably something that they could make regular production, I just have a feeling like they could probably produce these things. But it's just a solid Toro, and it's a good price. Like, I don't know.
If
I have a question for you. Oh, sorry, John.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so for you guys, if a cigar came out and had like a numerical anniversary, you know, name to it, what would satisfy, what's fitting for you? Like, what should it be make sense?
You know what, though? You know what I mean? I guess I'll say this. The industry has changed a lot over 10 years. And in some ways, this is like celebrating a 10-year anniversary, but it's not over the top like the current industry is. You know what I mean? Like, nowadays, if someone makes it 2 years, there's clowns and giraffes at PCA, and there's fucking, you know, maybe even Nick Perdomo's on a trailer playing his drum set for you, even though it has nothing to do with fucking Perdomo. But like, 10 years ago, if you release it in a 10-year anniversary cigar, I think this is just kind of like, we just want to make a good stick. And we make a little 10-year anniversary thing about it, and there's not a lot of show to it. So maybe it's just kind of, maybe un- you know, it's a nod to the past without meaning that. I think we're giving them way too much credit for that, but they should roll with that. I mean, that's the best thing I can think of.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think,
though, Jim? I think if they decided to make this an annual release and then, you know, kind of like what Hoya is doing with the Quattro Cinco, and just change up the format, change up the profile, you know, next year make it a
launch. Just make it 11 years.
Yeah.
No, they should just do seriously. The same thing and just be Espinosa 11 years.
Yes.
Then Espinosa 12 years.
Yes. Well, that's what Matt, I mean, that's what the Matt fuck, Booth why not? Did. That's what Matt Booth's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, right?
Why not? So.
Why not? Keep counting. I mean, remember when Padron was doing it and it was like 40, 41,
right.
42, 43, 85.
And 44. How much were they charging?
And you're like, those? Wait, what the fuck are we doing again? So, yeah, I mean, it's just.
So I found it interesting. They also came out with the Lizona 10 year.
That and was a little confusing for me.
I haven't smoked that one yet. I do want to smoke it because I want to get a feel for it. Because I assume I would enjoy it more. Because
why did I not know this? now that I know this, I'm like, this, that was weird. Bad.
That they, you know, you have a 10 year for your company, but you're not going to make that out of your own, the factory that you made that's made for 8 yeah. of your or 7 of your years, right? So I don't know. I harp on this all the time. I know there's probably a hit out on me by AJ at this point, but I just can't. I just very rarely is there something that comes out of AJ's factories that I feel like, okay, this is good. It just, I don't know. I feel like it just, the cigars never get far enough away from the pool that they crawl out of, right? So I don't know. So there's some weird DNA to everything that comes out of there that I can't dodge.
I didn't know that they're doing a Lizona 10 year. Now yeah. that you're doing, I'm like,
yeah, oh one God. Being a celebration. Now, of factory, now, but
yeah, but like, really, why? Like,
I don't know. I don't get it.
You're confused. It's.
I mean, I'll smoke it, and I'm sure I'll like it, but I don't.
Will we though?
It. Oh yeah,
well, sure we don't.
I'm trying to remember the last time something came out of the actual Lizona factory that even the wasabi out of the Lizona factory. I'm like, you know what? It's pretty good.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
You did so. Do you guys believe in like numerical anniversary cigars?
Sure,
you guys don't seem like you guys are really.
Yeah.
Whether I believe them or not, suck. They're real.
What should
man.
It? What should it be though? Like, if you redid this 10 year anniversary, how else would you make it different and then still be satisfied as a 10 year cigar? Like, what would you change about it? I'm trying to think for that. Like, I don't like how this came out, but I'm thinking about okay, well, what would I change about it? I'm not really sure, right?
I mean,
I don't know, but you know what I thought about.
Second or Ben, so.
You guys, what I thought about is, did you guys ever smoke that Don Pepin 10 year anniversary stick that he came out with? Like, it came out the little individual coffins. Yeah. I remember getting that, and I'm thinking, man, these are nice coffins. The band is still looks has that Pepin blue DNA, but the actual cigar smoked so much more like balanced and like quote unquote smoother. And I was like, this is worth me getting a box. And then I come to something like this where I say, this is a good cigar. This is Espinosa. But somehow I'm offended that you're charging me only $13 and you don't have a fancy band or some shit. And most of the time, that's what we like clout on. I don't know.
Look, if it's a good cigar, that's all you need, right? So if you don't put a bunch of fanfare behind it, it's not a big deal. But, it, you know, you guys, you know, three of you guys liked it. So it's if it's a good cigar, then why not? And if you can put it out at this price point, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I liked it. Go buy it, guys.
You know, I
Bull Shark approved.
Look, I'd be much more disappointed if it was a $25 cigar and I gave it the score. You know, so
yeah. I'm just disappointed that they have a Lizona 10 year. And like, I should have known better. But like, now that I know, and like Aaron drops down podcast, it really
pisses me off.
No, it just really like that's just fucking stupid. Like, why did I score the cigar so high? If I had known,
right?
It's done.
Yeah,
now,
it was. Like, it's been out. I don't. It's hard. I can't find it anywhere that I can really grab it from.
Good.
So.
We're not.
Have you tried Cigar Hustler? Do you think Hustler carries it?
I don't know if Hustler has it or not. I'll have to check around.
Don't send it to
maybe
me.
Don't send DP it.
Oh, no, we can't review it. It's past.
Don't send
time.
It. Oh, last year.
Yeah,
I don't care.
It came out the same time, around the same time. So
you don't want me to review it.
I don't give a fuck. I'm crazy.
All right. I think
let's honor a factory for 10 years.
I know I'm going to get the
but
desk.
We're also
going to
honor our company for 10 years.
Yeah.
But would we make it at our factory? Oh, God, no. Why would we do that? Why would we do that? Why would we make our 10-year cigar at our factory? That's why we have this cigar, which is honoring our factory for 10 years. Because why make one good one when let's just make two things?
Hey, AJ, will you make my 10-year anniversary cigar? Anyways, okay. Moving on.
Wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe, or unsubscribe if you don't like what we were just saying. But read the full written review at the website, developmentpals.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recasts on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Stay good.